everybody, what's up? This is Tom McFarlane, and this is yet another blogging podcast. If you've not listened to the previous three episodes, I am in the process of recording a mini-series of podcasts in which I attempt to answer a number of questions that were raised in a previous blog post of mine specifically around blogging. In the first episode, I talked about the significance of pitching your niche and narrowly focusing your content within it. And then in the second episode, I discussed how to go about collecting ideas and generating ideas, as well as some practical tips for how you can do the same. If you've not listened to those, I recommend it, although they're not prerequisites for this episode. First and foremost, I want to note that the things that I'm sharing are what have worked for me. I'm not saying this is prescriptive, and I realize it won't work for everyone, but I hope that it helps provide some level of help for you in finding what works best for you in your workflow. Now, when it comes to allocating time for your blog, this is basically rooted in time management, and it's a very hard thing to talk about simply because we're all built differently, and our personality types are all different. And the way that we manage our time and the way that we manage our to-do list and our general workflow is different. But I'm going to attempt to cover allocating time for blogging that will provide some tips for you to follow when trying to get into blogging or trying to increase your blogging. Number one, find time in your existing schedule. So a lot of conventional wisdom and a lot of popular bloggers often recommend setting aside a certain time during the day to blog. And more often than not, you hear that you need to get up earlier than normal to work on your blog. And others recommend staying an hour or so later to work on your blog. And the thing is, I think this is what works best for them, and that's good. And it may work well for others even. But it may not be ideal for everyone. Now, that isn't to say that I think this is bad advice, but I do think that there's an intermediate step that's worth exploring before you look at either one of these options. That is, rather than first try to create time or force yourself to work outside of your normal routine, try to find some time that exists in your schedule and or during your normal workflow. Now, this isn't without its challenges, but I do think it's easier than remixing your current schedule. And for example, I think it's a good first step to look for opportunities in which you can begin working on your blog. Now remember, working on your blog is not just the act of sitting at a computer. A huge component is to work on generating content. So assuming that you've identified your niche, let's say that you drive 30 minutes to and from work. And that's 30 minutes you can spend formulating a blog post. Sure, it may be less than ideal than sitting at a desk with a notebook, but remember that this is about working on blogging in your existing schedule. And from there, you can capture notes, points, ideas, inspiration, and thoughts as voice notes on your phone or jotting them down while on the bus to work. Now, personally, I find that I come up with most of my post ideas when I'm actually away from my computer, so I always make sure that I have something available to capture the idea. And more often than not, as mentioned in the last podcast, it's my phone. But a stack of notes or paper are always nearby. And whatever the case may be, the bottom line is that you can use your existing time to formulate post ideas, thoughts, outlines, and things that will eventually turn into blog posts. The big takeaway from this point is to remember that working on your blog does not just constitute sitting down and typing words. There's an entire process that comes from being inspired to write about a topic, to formulating the outline, then to typing. And so you want to look for opportunities in your schedule in which you can begin finding inspiration and just generating some points and some outlines for a post that you will eventually type. Number two, define a schedule for writing. Now, the next challenge that comes with working blogging into your existing schedule is to find your schedule for writing. And this is a difficult task because you're having to use time that you normally already have allocated for something else. Now, many other bloggers make the point that you should blog 3, 5, or even 7 times a week. But if you're starting out, all of those are ambitious. So the best advice that I can suggest is to pick whatever works best for your current schedule. Now, if you can swing once a week, fine. If you can swing 3 times a week, then go for it. But from the outset, the point should be generating content that others want to read. And if you create pressure on yourself to write for the sake of meeting an arbitrary schedule, then the quality of the content is going to be reflected in that, and it's not going to generate good readership. And when I started working on my current blog, I committed to writing 3 times a week, 1 post per category, and I would use the rest of my days that I wasn't blogging to work on generating content. And as time passed, it became easier to generate said content, and thus I was able to write more. And from that point, I was able to increase the number of posts from 3 times a week, slowly to 4 times a week, and from 4 times a week to 5. And I've said in earlier podcasts that writing is a lot like a muscle, and once you begin to exercise it, it gets stronger. But it's that initial commitment of writing that requires the most effort, especially because there's so much working against you. From generating content, to contending with very few visitors, to repeating until you gain traction. It's an uphill battle, and it can be really demoralizing because you're putting a lot of work up front with very little return. And the return comes much later down the line. It's a matter of sticking with it. But at this point, it's about a matter of finding a rhythm for blogging. But if you can get into finding a schedule that works for you, for your writing, then the next step will be finding a rhythm that works that you can maintain over that period of time. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the next episode. Number three, and if there's no time, admittedly, many of us already have our schedules filled with little room to add something new. You couple that with the little time that we have to spend our time how we want, such as reading or listening to music, listening to podcasts, exercising, playing video games, watching movies, hanging out with your friends and family, whatever it is, introducing yet another thing into the mix seems a bit daunting. So this is the point at which the advice of most successful bloggers comes into play. Are you going to get up earlier? Are you going to stay up later? Or are you going to sacrifice something in order to begin working on a vlog? And it's a tough choice, and it's not one that should be taken lightly. Honestly, I think that many people are entertained with the idea of blogging, but when it comes down to it, they aren't willing to put the work into it that it truly needs in order to make it successful. But the truth of it is that blogging is work. Now, it's not that work can't be synonymous with fun. Obviously, many of us love what we do, but blogging requires time and effort like many other things. And so it's not just a leisure activity of sitting down and writing, you know, several hundred words, publishing, and then going about it. It requires a level of sacrifice. And to that end, you almost first have to determine if you're willing to put the work into it, and then you have to commit. It's certainly something that takes a significant amount of time and work, but it is rewarding. You just have to seriously evaluate if it's something that you want to do, because if you're going to work into your existing schedule, something else is probably going to have to be sacrificed or be put on the back burner. Point number four, my personal schedule. Now, I'm not necessarily a fan of saying, here's what I've done, now go do it, because I don't think that we're all necessarily built that way. I've tried to be open about my own experience in blogging throughout this series of podcasts, and so for what it's worth, this is the process that I use to blog. Whenever I'm out and about and an idea strikes me, I first determine if it fits within any of my categories, and if not, I ignore it. Otherwise, I'll either record a text or voice note on my phone about it, or I will jot it down on a note on my laptop if it's out, or on a piece of scratch paper if it's available. It doesn't really matter how I capture it. It's just I will do this anytime an idea for a post strikes me. Next, I usually draft posts the first thing I do when I get to my desk in the morning. And this can range anywhere between a little before 6 a.m. to around 7 a.m. And on the weekends, I'll actually spend some time doing this when my daughter is down for her first nap of the day. So that's using part of my weekend in order to blog. That's not necessarily attractive to some people. But again, if it's something that you really want to do, then it won't really feel like a chore. It is work. But again, it can be synonymous with fun. Now, I think it's important to note that when I first started, drafting posts was difficult because I didn't have a healthy backlog of ideas. I was only writing three times a week and I had not yet found my rhythm. But now I have a backlog of posts from which I can pull content, I can draft a post relatively quickly, sometimes I can draft several posts a day, and then I can move on to whatever it is I need to do next. But to get to that point, it took significant time, as in, a year, and focus of wanting to continue blogging. I think it's also worth noting that one healthy point of having a backlog of ideas is that if something happens one day and you're unable to blog, then you can hop over into your drafts, hit publish, and you're covered for the day, or you're covered for whatever schedule you've set for yourself. And this is not something that I would expect right out of the gate, but I think it's something that will come in time as you begin to exercise that writing muscle. But that's really it. I mean, there's nothing groundbreaking, and it's almost something of common sense, right? I mean, it's really a matter of looking at your current schedule, identifying where you can fit where you can find the time to brainstorm and to write, and then commit to it or commit to mixing up your schedule, either getting up earlier, staying up later, using your lunch break, whatever the case. Again, it is a lot of work and it has a very little return on investment, especially at the outset, but it's something that it takes a significant amount of time and energy to yield payoff. But I do think it's worth it, and anyone that's blogged successfully for a matter of time will probably agree. In the next episode, I'll share what it looks like to find your rhythm after you have identified your schedule, and this will help in order to maintain a consistent page, which is arguably one of the most significant aspects of maintaining a blog, especially after you begin to garner an audience. That is, you're finding a consistent rhythm at which you're blogging and publishing posts, and you're setting an expectation and delivering it for your audience. We'll talk about more of that next time.